You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today is the Sunday before the great feast of our Lord's Nativity. On this day, we have the annual reading of the genealogy of the Lord, which is very interesting. Nonetheless, our usual tradition is not to really pay attention to what is happening there, except perhaps to see if the deacon pronounces the names right, but otherwise to mentally disengage. And that is too bad, because on this day, we may say, we are truly beginning the celebration of our Lord's Nativity. Yes, it's true. From the feast of the entrance of the Theotokos, we began to listen, we began to hear in the services what the choir sung just a minute ago. Christ is born, give ye glory. The irmos of the canon of the Lord's Nativity. This is to urge us on in our struggle, to remind us where we are going, to keep in our mind that we have been given this Lenten time so that we may best prepare ourselves for the Lord's Nativity, for His incarnation. Nonetheless, as we draw nearer to the feast, the fast, which has admittedly been not very strict, becomes more strict. Tomorrow, and for the next days of the Lent, it really resembles Great Lent more than it does the previous time of this Lent. Because we are drawing near now, brothers and sisters. We are getting close to the cave. Things are happening. Perhaps Mary and Joseph are already on their way to Bethlehem. We have, as our usual approach to such spiritual things, that the fast is beginning now. And sometime between now and the Nativity, I will begin to get myself ready. You're out of time. The time is now. And the Holy Church gives us these little bit stricter fasting days, this little bit stronger focus, so that we will better prepare ourselves. Now, I said that we're beginning to celebrate the Lord's Nativity in earnest, and that is absolutely true. But what are we celebrating there? The children will all say, we are celebrating the giving of presents. And I myself like to also get presents. But however, that is not what we are celebrating at the Lord's Nativity. We are celebrating the Creator of the universe who allows Himself to become part of His creation. Not to see if He could do it. Not because there was nothing else to do that day. But for one and only one reason, which is because He wants to share His love with man, for the same reason that He created us in the first place. And Jesus Christ becomes completely man while remaining completely God. Now, we begin to get into the theological part here, and I will ask you to be attentive, because it's very easy, again, to disengage, as we do when we are reading all of the 14 generations from Abraham to David and 14 to the clearing away to Babylon. We begin to not pay attention, but we have to pay attention. This is very important. Why? If Jesus Christ is only God, then He does not take on our sin. He does not sanctify us who have been defiled by the sin of Adam. If He's only man, then what are we doing here? There's other things we could be doing on Sunday morning than worshiping a man. We aren't worshiping a man. We are worshiping God. Completely God, who is also completely man. We worship God. We venerate saints. We venerate relics. We venerate icons. We worship God. And moreover, brothers and sisters, as we reflect on the Lord's great mercy, as he humbles himself and becomes us so that we can start to become like him, it's also important for us, and I think very logical, and most of you, your brains have already gotten there, to recall that first commandment. Hearken, O Israel, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. But how often do we hear people say, oh, you know, God is the same for everyone. You know, the Jews see him one way, then the Muslims see him another way, and the Confucians see him another way, and the Buddhists another way, and this another way, and in India they see him in many different ways. And brothers and sisters, it's all a direct violation of the first commandment. We've got to get that crazy silliness out of our minds. It doesn't mean that because people are worshiping gods which are not God, that we hate them. Those two things are totally different. But don't let that garbage into your brain that, oh yes, we all are worshiping the same God. We are worshiping the Holy Trinity. Why does that matter? One God in three persons. Why does it matter? Because the relationship between, within the Holy Trinity, brothers and sisters, is love. It is the purest love. And that motivates us, that enables us, that calls us to emulate that love. That is very different than any other conception of God that you will find anywhere else. St. John the Divine says, God is love. And therefore we, between us, amongst ourselves, and radiating out into the world, must be imbued with love. Christian love. This is why our Lord becomes man. Not to show that he could do it, because God cannot be circumscribed by our weak thoughts, but to allow us to better know him so that we may better emulate him. So, brothers and sisters, we have now just a few days until we greet the Lord newly born in a manger for our salvation. Today we have the first day of the civil new year, a new beginning, just as our Lord's birth is a new beginning for us, a new opportunity to leave behind the sin of Adam and to move forward towards the heavenly kingdom, paradise which is open again for us. Brothers and sisters, today let's reflect on that. Let's think about that. Let's pray about that. And let's thank God for his great mercy towards mankind. He created us out of love. We totally screwed it up. He sent his Son to again make it possible for us to attain paradise. Brothers and sisters, when we hear such a thing, we should be on our knees with tears thanking the Lord. We aren't demanding that of anyone, but how far we are from being thankful in the way that we should be. I am far from that. I can't speak for you, but I am far, and I need to work on that. And I bet we all probably need to work on that a little bit. We congratulate everyone with the new year and hope for a new spiritual beginning for everyone as we approach the manger, as we approach the newborn Lord, born for our salvation. Let us worship him, brothers and sisters, and moreover, let us emulate him. And if we can do that, then that love of Christ which radiates from us will attract more and more people to him for their salvation. May he grant that to them and to us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.